Hey, welcome to this morning's prayer. I pray that God is moving tremendously in your life. And thanks for joining. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks to all my friends that are watching on my Facebook and across the world, all the way to South Africa, all the way to Kenya, all the way to Argentina. Just thank you for dropping in and watching this with us. And of course, all my Facebook friends in Hawaii and all over the place. It's a blessing to do the work that I do. It's a blessing to see how God moves. It's just the sign says behind me, blessed, because this is the place I pray at right here, this chair. Of course, it's moved back a little bit, but we need to come back from the wall for video purposes. And, you know, I love to pray. I pray all the time. I'm in a constant mood of prayer, constant time of communion with God and talking with the Lord and just praying. And mainly I do a lot of talking. I don't hear the Lord as much. I'm not one of those people who says, God showed me this, or God said this to me right now. God told me right now. I'm not that person. It's just not me. But I've always known God since I was a child and have always felt and heard him. And literally, I mean, I'm here to talk to you. When I hear God, is always audibly, like I'm talking to you right now. So some people haven't heard him audibly. Some people hear him constantly in their spirit. And at times I hear the Lord like that, but all the memorable times have always been, boom, I can hear him. But beyond that, today we're going to talk a little bit about miracles, a little bit about faith, healing. I just want to spend these few minutes with you to see God do something amazing for you. This is our third one. It's not bad. We just started March 1st, and this is our third one. And we're going to believe God's going to change some people's lives and change people's just change things in people's lives, change things around you. We need to change the atmosphere. Sometimes we have an atmosphere of doubt. Sometimes we have an atmosphere of just nothing encouraging. And like I said, I like to pray, and I've been always, and I like the video as well. I've always done videographing, cinematography, and now it's called podcasting. But yeah, I've done that all my life in a way, always pursued it in some fashion. I've went to different schools and different people don't know this about me, but I've really searched out, went to sort of cinematography classes, went to directing classes, went to the local community access television. They had classes there, took a lot of those classes there, a lot of video editing, stuff like that. But anyway, so video's always been a part of my life, part of my ministry. I've been on television since I was 20 years old. I'm now 51. Hey, but I look good for 51. So I've always done some type of video. So I figured, you know, why not do my videoing, which I do pretty good with lightings and everything. I'm in my house and I'm using my favorite prayer chair. How about I combine the two and be a blessing for you? We could be in studio. We could be doing all that. But right here, this is my house. It's a very humble abode. I don't live in no big mansion or anything. I live in a nice community, but that's about it. And God's going to provide bigger things. I mean, amen. But for now, we're here. Let's talk. Let's pray. Let's believe God's going to change some things for you. Don't know what you're going through, but I can tell you right now, God knows. And I know that I talked to a lot of people and prayed for a lot of people over the phone. I talked to a lot of people online, in person, in prayer. And I don't get to really spend a lot of time during my healing service talking to you, but I pray for you. And we see God move, and God does wondrous, wondrous things there in the healing line. I mean, Nicaragua, everybody was getting healed. Everyone that it was, those that showed up just for healing, those that showed up just for the word of God, either way, God touched them. I'm not the type of person that takes long to pray over you. In fact, I believe God heals you when I come to you and talk to you, that God's going to do it. There's so many stories I can share, and I have to start writing little bullet points for us to stay on track. But I know God heals, and God can heal you anytime. I'm going through Hawaii, going to very tough mission trip, Hawaii. I go there 2 times a year. One time I went there 3 times a year. This last time I was in November, spent a month in Hawaii. Only spent 2 weeks in May there because my son and my daughter were graduating, one college, one high school. And I usually spend 3 weeks. This time I spent a month. I went back the following month. I went back in June. So it's like, yeah, so many times, wherever I go, I see God move and God touch people, God heal people. But let me show you a picture so we can stay on track. I'm going to show you a picture. I haven't got this app thing working well yet, but just bear with me. I'll have to set a support ticket, how I can take the whole screen with the picture. I'm going to disappear for a minute. But I want you to see this just for a minute. Now, this is let me set it up. This young girl, she was in one of the Bible schools or Sunday morning schools for the kids. I don't know if it was the nursery. I don't know if it was whatever, but I know that she was not there for prayer. She was with the children. And I went to this church to pray, to preach. It was a last minute church. They said, if you can, you could preach at Prophet John's church at 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So we went 8:30 in the morning. People were gathering. His son came up to me before I preached and just said, I think you should just pray for everyone. I feel you just need to just pray. So not preach. They didn't do but maybe three songs, and they said, just pray. Well, that's me. I'm kind of like shotgun wedding starter. It's like, oh, let's go. Let's go pray. So anyway, I just got up there, didn't testify, didn't preach. All I said was, okay, who needs prayer? Who needs to be healed? And dozens and dozens, I would say at least 40, 50 people came walking down the altar. No, 12 people came walking down. I said, that's not enough. Bring me more people. I said, you know what? Everybody get in one line. So I got the whole church in one line all the way around the pulpit and a few hundred people there. And I just went, okay. And I was fighting myself to share a testimony. I said, no, I know God heals. And I just said, God's healed. God's going to heal you right now. I walked over there. And as soon as I start walking in front of people, boom, 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 they're getting healed. God was fixing arms. God was fixing eyes. God was fixing ears as I was passing them. And it was amazing to see that. And then we had several people with flat feet. I had them sit at the altar. And then I finished praying for almost everyone and came back. And about those dozen people that had flat feet that were sitting at the altar. And I learned this in Laredo in March last year. I just sat them down. God healed them. And I came back to them and they said, we have flat feet. I go, look at your feet again. Well, guess what? The feet had arches, every one of them. So then I preached. Then they said, go ahead and preach for like 15, 20 minutes. I go, sure. The son came to me, Jonathan, and he says, what do you want to do next? I was like, well, let me put some word in them. Let me give them just something that sticks, because maybe they didn't get everything, but let me give them some word. Always preach the word. Always preach the word. Always testify, because that stuff sticks with you. So if you leave, go somewhere, it's going to be in your ear, it's going to be in your spirit, it's going to be called back up in faith, and things are going to happen and change for you. So I went, finished, preached for a minute, and I'm about to leave. I'm walking down, about to leave, getting my bags together. They go, oh, we have someone that came from the nursery, the nursery of the children that needs prayer. And I'll show you that picture right now. Now, for some reason, the audio cuts out when I put a picture on, so you didn't miss anything. There was no audio there. Anyway, that young lady, and I'll show you the picture again, came over there. Her feet were flat. She wasn't there for the prayer service. She wasn't there for the preaching. She came straight from the children's area to go over there. And when I seen her there, I'm like, it's a natural reaction for me. I'm about to walk off and go pray for people, come back. I sat her down, so just sit there. I'll be back with you in a minute. But there was nothing else to pray for. That was it. That was all the people that we prayed for. I'm like, oh, I walked back to her. I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go in and just pray for you. Give me your feet. And this was before Nicaragua, so I didn't have that prayer that we prayed yesterday. So I just went and got her feet. And I've been seeing flat feet healed before Nicaragua. And I went over there and I prayed. I laid hands on her feet, and then I let them go. And as I held on her feet, I let them go. And I said, okay, now look at your feet. She looked at her feet. She had arches. I've never seen someone cry so much in joy. Such a tenderness. It's amazing when the young people get this. This is a teenager. It's amazing. Let me put that picture one more time. Can I go sign up for a second? We're back. All right. Where'd it go? I had a little technical difficulty, still learning the machine. I pressed the wrong button. But anyway, did you hear some music? I think I heard some music. I don't know. There's no engineer here. I am the engineer. I am the one doing this. I'm making a mess of stuff. Anyway, playing with these buttons. Anyway, that picture I just showed you was a young lady. On a Tuesday, when I'm walking to the bus stop, not the bus stop, to the church, I was dropped off at the church. I'm walking through the parking area back to the street to catch a bus to go to Durham with some members of the church. They have a church bus. I'm going to ride with them to a conference. They invited me. I said, why not? I don't have nothing else to do on a Tuesday. And she's right there going walking to school. And she ran to me and she hugged me. Again, here's the picture. She ran to me, hugged me. Imagine that. And she said, Dr. David, my life has changed forever. And she cried again and again and hugging me, telling me thank you. She said now she can got some new tennis shoes. She can participate in some of the sports now. And she said no one else is going to make fun of her. She's not ashamed to take off her shoes in front of her friends at school. Oh, my. God is good. Hey, I'll wear that shirt next time. My God is a God is good shirt. I don't know if it can show up on it, but we'll try. Anyway, let's pray for you. Father, we believe right now. Miracles are happening. Your power is here. Your anointing is here. We believe it done, Lord. In Jesus' name. We believe it done, Lord. In Jesus' name. We ask you, God, to move in a great way to heal my brother and my sisters. There it goes right there, right now. All sickness, cancer, anything with the liver that's wrong, back. Father, the soles of their feet to the fingertips to the crown of their head, completely healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, and we pray protection on their family, all addictions broken in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, catch up with me. Let's see. I don't make no mess of this one here. Let's go. You can catch up with me here. David Yance Ministries has been running the whole show. We also have revmediatv.com. You can visit us there as well. And then our new network, Ignite and Faith Network. But if you're old school, you can just write us. Anyway, I need to find a better way to put that stuff on there. But, you know, I don't remember because I'm constantly talking and my mind's here. It's not being the engineer. But I'll get used to it. Praise God. Thank you for joining me in my home. Thank you for joining me this morning. And we pray that God just moves in a great way for you. Remember, my handle's right there at Twitter. It's at David Yanez. You can just send me your prayer request, send me a direct message, and I'll reply to you. Send me your testimonies. You can also contact me through Facebook and through YouTube comments and direct messaging through Instagram as well. All right, God bless you. We'll see you next time. If you're here for the extended portion, it'll come on in just a minute. And all right, I need someone here just clicking the links to this. All right, God bless you. Take care.